Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Coleman running things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, got David Grubb. Dave's been a busy man today. He punched that clock in early, and he's got a late punch-out time. So, David, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Mike.
Dave, your thoughts on the Pelicans here. We've heard it from so many different people. But I'll get your thoughts. Should this team say, you know what, we got a draft need and like to get another big man? Or do you think they got to go after, and this is my opinion, you got to go after the best player out there that would fit in what you want to do? And we don't know exactly kind of how Joe Dumars wants to set all this up. You know, it's been different looks since his Piston days. But your thoughts on where they should go in round one? And when you pick in as high as they pick, you don't have to go necessarily for a need. I mean, they got some really good players in this draft class.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that, you know, when you're talking about between a need and talent, and I think Joe Dumars said something similar to this, is like talent usually breaks the tie.
Yes.
You want the player that can play really good basketball, and you figure it out. Well, Bob Knight's old thing is when the Portland Trailblazers told him that they didn't need to draft Michael Jordan because they had Clyde Drexler and they needed a center, he told them, put Michael Jordan at center. So, you know, you take the best player that you can find, and I think that there are – a lot of players in that 3-10 group who are of equal about equal value. So I think the Pelicans, whomever falls to 7 or however the draft breaks, I still think that they can get a really good player at 7. And then with those other two picks at 23 and 40, you have the opportunity to either take a big swing on a kid with some huge upside or to fill your needs there.
Would you think, and this is just a thought of mine, that they keep the pick at 7, but would maybe – kind of combine those two picks together and try to move up for a certain player that they really like?
Yeah, I think that's a strong possibility because of all the teams with, you know, a lot of picks in this first round that may want to move back. You know, you got the Nets with 5 picks in this first round. Certainly they don't want to take 5 first rounders. You know, the same with Oklahoma City, a team that has 2 first round picks. I don't think they want to add 2 more rookie contracts to what they already have. So I think that there's an opportunity to get back into the teams, and I'm sure Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver are going to pursue that. We've seen how aggressive they've been already, and it feels like they do have multiple targets in this draft that they want to hit.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it, Dave, that this isn't kind of a one-player type. This is who we're looking at. I want to get your opinion on a guy, and the Pelicans most likely won't get a sniff of him, but Dylan Harper from Rutgers, who most likely will be the 2nd overall pick in the draft. Your thoughts on Dylan?
Yeah, I think, you know, the player comp that he gets the most often is Cade Cunningham, and I get the reasons why. You know,
yeah,
he's not a superior athlete, like in that sense that he just doesn't jump off the screen when you watch him as far as his athleticism. But he does all of the sound basketball things. He can handle the basketball. He shoots it at all 3 levels. He makes his free throws. He makes good decisions as a point guard. And in a league where it's so important to have a strong lead guard, somebody who's efficient in doing all those things and does it at 6'6" and his size, when you think about the body that he can grow into as he gets older, and also has that NBA-ready mindset because he's the son of a guy who won, what, 4 or 5 championships in the NBA?
Yeah.
Ron Harper. I think he's a plug-and-play kid, and you just think about it. I think for him, when you look at him, comparing him to Cooper Flagg, Cooper Flagg's floor and ceiling are super high. I think for Dylan Harper, a cut below that with a really high floor, but maybe not as high a ceiling because of the athleticism.
Trey Johnson, that's another guy, and we talked a lot about Ace Bailey and where there's kind of a slide rule here with him. And I see the same thing with Trey Johnson from Texas, who I think is a really good player. If he were there and he would have picked for the Pelicans, how would you feel about that that selection with Trey? Because I think he does need to work on his shot, but he's a really good athlete, 6'5", maybe a little change. Man, he can jump through the roof. And you see some things in him that he could turn out to be a really good perimeter shooter.
Yeah, I think he's one of the three players that I've really kind of zeroed in for the Pelicans that I think that they're going to take as the draft falls. I don't think that they're moving up from 7. So I like when you look at Trey Johnson, like you said, he's offense. And you can never have enough offense in the NBA. We just saw the two deepest teams in the NBA in the finals. And what did they have? A lot of weapons. You know, the Oklahoma City be able to pull so many shooters off of their bench. To add a Trey Johnson with, you know, an Antonio Reeves who had a really good season last year as a rookie, he could ultimately maybe be your new sixth man. And in the short term, while you don't have DeJounte Murray on the floor, he could even give you some minutes as you're starting two when you move Jordan Poole over to the one. So I think that there's a lot of flexibility if you get a Trey Johnson. And as you said, the athleticism is there, his ability to attack the bucket, and still his three-point shooting was really good. And so you look at his three-point numbers and his ability to catch and shoot, I think he's a guy who could come in and play for most teams immediately.
One name that's been linked to the Pelicans quite a bit, other than Ace Bailey, has been Malowicz from Duke. And I had a friend of mine just text me, say, how the hell did Duke not win the championship with all the talent that they had on that team? So I'll get your comments on Malowicz as a player who you can see he's got a lot of talent from the South Sudan, came to Duke to play ball, but man, he got a lot of upside with him. And you've got a player that you saw last year develop, and Misei, I thought he did a really good job in year one and how they were able to develop him, and he developed his overall game. So I'll get you a comment on the 7-footer from Duke.
Yeah, I love Malowicz's game. Again, he's one of those three guys that I think the Pelicans are focused on. And, you know, 7'2", 245 already, and he won't be 19 until September. So you think about it, and I think his potential is greater than that of Misei because of the size difference. You know, Misi's a 6'10" kid who weighs about 220. So we're talking about 4 inches and 25 pounds of difference. And I think that makes a big difference for a team that doesn't have a defensive anchor and just traded another big in Kelly Olynyk. You know, the Pelicans right now are going into the season, if the season started tomorrow, with only 2 second-year rookies in the center position in Carlo Mackovich and Eve Misi. So I think if you take a guy like Malowicz, with the defensive talent that he's already shown as part of one of the great college defenses we may have ever seen, and then you look at what his offensive ability could be, at the very least, he's a pick-and-roll center that can give you verticality and can save you a lot of points around the basket. And for a Pelicans team that has not had an impactful center since Anthony Davis left, I think he's Jonas Valanciunas to a lesser degree, but not that kind of defensive center. He could be a building block for the team, whether Zion Williamson is here for the long term or not.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your thoughts on the trade yesterday and sending the veteran C.J. McCollum to Washington, and basically you picked up Jordan Poole. He's the key part of this trade, and, you know, he did have some erratic nature with him, with the Wizards. I don't think there's any question of that. And we had Kelsey Nicole Nelson bring up the fact that at the time they benched him because his shooting had really went haywire. Your thoughts on the trade with CJ going to Washington and you getting in Poole? I don't know what they have in Sadiq Bey, only because he hasn't played in so long. You're talking about, what, it's a year and a half since the ACL injury, and you never know how long it takes for a guy to come back from that type injury, especially in basketball.
Yeah, I think when you look at this deal, I think the good parts are, you know, you had two players in CJ, and first let's give CJ his credit. You know, he came in and for two plus seasons played as well as you could have asked, did everything that this team asked for him, averaged more than 20 points per game, is all-time leader in three-point shots in that short amount of time. You know, so let's give CJ his due, and I think there are people who undervalue what he contributed to the Pelicans. But at his age and the fact that he and Olynyk both are in expiring contracts, they weren't part of your future. So to get a young player like a younger player in Jordan Poole, who did score 20 points per game last season, who did shoot 40% from three-point range, had a good assist-to-turnover ratio, and played in about 70 games for the Wizards, his second season was much better than his first in D.C. So you're putting him now in a situation where he gets to play with a Trey Murphy and a Zion Williamson and what looks like a team that the Pelicans are building to run a very up-tempo system. And then if you get the wild card that is Sadiq Bey, if you even get 90% of what he was, this is a player who's had a 50-point game in the NBA. So you're getting somebody who you hope can at least replicate, if not exceed, what you got from Najee Marshall. Thank you. For Najee Marshall, I think you're getting that potentially in a Sadiq Bey when the Pelicans really didn't have that kind of forward flexibility last season.
Dave, last question for you. And it got brought up yesterday. Mark Cook brought his name up. And that's Danny Wolfe. And he's not talking about the seventh pick in the draft, but more with the second first-round pick. Danny was a 6'11"-plus guy, started out at Yale, went to Michigan. I don't know how much you've watched of Danny Wolfe, but your thoughts on if he became the second first-round pick for the Pelicans?
Well, I think, you know, first, it's going to be dependent on what that seven is where they go, I think. If they take a guard at seven, you know, let's say if they take either Trey Johnson or Jeremiah Fears, I think then they're more likely to take a Danny Wolfe if he's available at 23, because I don't think you want to have three or four centers who are all in their first or second year. So I think if you do take Wolfe, if you took a guard, I like his game a lot. I'm a big Michigan fan, and so watching him, you know, you're not going to see too many guys his size who can take it out on the floor, on the perimeter the way he can, and also put the ball on the floor, and then also be an exceptional rebounder. I mean, you worry about his free throw percentage, not a great free throw shooter, about 60% there. But he can defend, he can rebound, and I think that, you know, he's one of those guys, another with a high floor. You know, obviously he played all of his years and uses up his eligibility in college, so that's always something that brings you lower in the draft nowadays. But I think his floor is so high, And for a team that needs spacing, he can help provide that.
David, I think because of that, it drops players. And we've seen this in the past. Guys that have went their eligibility. Man, I won't pick the 18, 19-year-old. You know, for me, if I can get a guy who's talented and, you know, okay, he's 22 years old, okay, I know one thing. I was a lot more mature at 22, 23 than I was at 17, 18. I can guarantee you that. And so I think that hurts guys that have stayed in college. And people say, well, why they want to come out early? A lot of times, you looking at it, it doesn't really help the player at all, football, baseball, or basketball.
Yeah, I think generally if you're not, you know, going in the top five, I think staying is usually a better option, because when you get to the league, a lot of these guys, you're so – and in no sport now is it more so. I think football, we both know it's very important in football.
Yeah.
But where you go, it's so important. And what team you go to and what the opportunities look like. So this isn't college where you can just transfer. You're under contract for 3 years. And if a team doesn't figure you out in those first two, by the time you get to that third year and you're extension eligible and you haven't gotten those minutes, your career is behind the curve. And that's where I think you see so many of these guys wash out early or end up going back to the G League, is because they haven't learned their fundamentals. They haven't learned how to play NBA-level defense. And that's the biggest transition for these guys coming out of college. So I'm like you. I think that there's a lot of value in some of these older players now. And I think with the NIL, the way it is, we're going to see more players stay, because if the average career is only 3 or 4 years, you could probably make more money in 4 years as a collegiate in the next decade or so than you are as a rookie in the NBA.
Times have changed, Dave. Times have changed. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, catch your breath, because I know once it's all over with, we'll have you on to talk about the selections with the Pelicans. But we appreciate your time and insights today, because I know it was a busy day for you.
Hey, anything for you, Mike, anytime.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. David Grubb does a great job covering the NBA and also college basketball. We come back, we'll have our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve Geller, Charlie Long will join me right after this break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.